And welcome to Bowling's Back Podcast. Everyone, welcome to the 8-Bit Geek. I am Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
So if we sound a little weird, it's because we didn't record last week. A couple of us were a little under the weather as we posted, but we're back. Yep. We're back now. I'll just come out and say it. I somehow magically got COVID.
Same. I know how. My wife brought that shit home from school.
I'm pretty sure that my son brought it home from school.
Damn. Bus driving.
Did you say bus driving?
Yeah, just driving everyone under the bus there. You're like, I don't want to blame anyone, but
it's definitely
her, she had a first. Name is yeah.
It's real crazy. I guess my whole thing would be just to explaining the situation is just to put the knowledge out there that everybody should get vaxxed and boosted because it doesn't matter how much you prepare. It doesn't matter what you do to try to prevent it. It can still happen to you. Like, you guys probably know, the listeners probably don't know. I was so scared of this thing because of the surgeries I've went through, because of everything. So I prepped like hardcore. I was always very careful. I was like the most careful person, you know, You see it all the time. It's like, oh, I don't go out. I don't do this. I don't do that. I wear a mask. I sanitize, blah, blah, blah. And I still got it. And I'd look at those people and be like, oh, clearly you didn't do enough. Clearly you weren't, you know. And I was like, fuck, I guess it doesn't matter. Because I ended up getting it. And I went above and beyond. I always wore a mask. After 2 years, I still wiped down and sanitized anything that came into the house, like groceries and stuff. I never touched my face. It just, you know, one way or another, it still happened. So it fucking sucked.
Oh.
It's like jury duty. It's like eventually everyone's going to get it. But
I mean, that's what Fauci ended up saying too. Like in a presser, he was just like, we're not going to beat this thing. Like we're just going to have to deal with it now. And we're going to live with it.
So. Yep. I mean, as one thing I said to you guys the other day, was just like, at least we were able to wait until it was one of the weakest variants, mm-hmm. you know, cause
mm-hmm. well, weakest for vaccinated, right?
Yeah. Cause I had like a fever and stuff and like now I'm like super congested. But if it had been the first one or even like the Delta or whatever, like who knows how much worse that could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
very true.
Yeah, I just had a fever for 2 days and then was I'm still super tired. I still get like really like I don't know, just waves of tiredness, just being like exhausted. And now I wake up in the morning something like this, super congested. And then normally about like halfway through the day I'm like cleared up.
Yeah, that's what I find too. So
except I get those waves of like just exhaustion. Like we put away our Christmas stuff finally because mm-hmm. we've been too sick to do it. And like I literally put the Christmas tree up on like the high shelf in the garage or whatever, and then was like, oh, I need a nap. Like I'm fucking exhausted. That took everything out of me to lift that fucking box over my head.
Yeah, man. I haven't had the exhaustion thing, but my experience has just been like, it's felt like a big head cold and stuff. And then what's funny is that I got tested at a professional site and that came back negative. And, And that was earlier in the week. And then I was like, you know what? We got the government tests back. And we took the government tests and it came back as positive, like hardcore positive. And I was like, oh shit. And I was like, all right, well, it's real funny the way that these tests go, because even I'm pretty convinced like Colin brought it home, and because he had the flu for a week, like we went and got him tested, but we decided to get the extensive test for him, which tested for flu and everything, and it came back as positive for flu. I was like, I bet you this fucking test, because they were saying that there's a lot of false negatives when you get the combo test, and I didn't know that at the time, and so, and then Ashley felt a little bad last week, and we chalked it up to just her sinuses. And then last week I also started getting like sinus issues. So I was like, it's all connected. It's gotta be. So. Any hoozles. And I was making fun of, Kev in the chat earlier. Cause I was like, the two people who never go out and who like are super careful, get it. And then the guy who does go out to like concerts and wrestling matches and movies and shit, like sitting here going, woohoo.
I don't go. I mask up when I go out, especially when I go out around idiots, which in Kansas, Missouri area, there's a lot of them. So I definitely mask up and I avoid people. I mean, it is luck of the draw at this point. I really am surprised I didn't get it, especially Debbie goes out to work, but thankfully like I said, she's got a safe work environment as well, but it's just, I'm waiting for it to happen, man. And it sucks. I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm always the last to get things, even in, I guess even in sickness. So, I mean, I hope, knock on wood, that I somehow get through this without it, but yeah, I think it's inevitable at this point. And it just comes down to how prepared can you be? Like you said, Jer.
It's real weird, because when you were talking to us in the chat, you were like, oh, you two fucking idiots, I told you.
Yeah, you dumb pieces of shit.
All right, just put my character out there. Kai, fine. Pieces of shit, you fucking nerds. I'm gonna wet willy you next time I see you in 2024.
Kevin, yeah. During this pandemic has turned into fucking a real aggressor.
Swirly, you fucking nerds. Buy my NFTs.
Buy my NFTs.
It's the it's all his VR chat. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I go in there and I'm learning all this from a buffed out Winnie the Pooh that's like 7 foot tall.
Oh, it's real funny because I went, we watched Kev do a VR chat in his headset, and it is the weirdest shit. Like, I was like, oh, this is what we're missing out on when it comes to VR, huh?
Yeah, just people dressed up as anime characters getting way too close to each other, screaming into their microphones. Yeah, you know, that's where we're at.
It goes to show you that chat rooms will never die. Like, in some form or fashion, there's always a chat room.
Yeah,
you know, back before the internet, there was just the phone call chat rooms that you had locally, and you can join a huge parties and stuff like that, or form your own, and then there was AOL chat rooms,
mm-hmm.
And then there were, fast forward because I can't think of anything else right now, to VR chat rooms. And then you have Kevin dressed up as a anime girl wearing a Pooh head. And I'm not talking about Pooh Bear, just literally Pooh.
Yeah. And then I go into VR chat.
Right.
As I dressed up like that.
It was like,
had nothing to do with it.
His wife comes in. You know you don't have to actually dress up, right? Huh?
Yeah.
No, I know.
This is for me.
Yeah. I'm a shithead, get it? Oh, God. I'm going into VR chat. So,
Kevin, how you been? This episode sponsored by VR chat.
How you been, Kev?
I've been good. I mean, all things considered, you know, just
you talking now.
Yeah, I talky-talky, I guess. Yeah, no, spend the weekend. I got my Plex, I got my thing to build my Plex server. I forgot what the brand is, but it's like a 4-bay hard drive server thing. What's up?
Synapsis?
Yeah, Synapse or something. Yeah, Synapse, something like that. Yeah. Synosis, some, yeah. And it's supposed to be able to basically, yeah, run my Plex. So I'm going to be in the process of converting everything over, and I'm looking forward to doing that. Cause like I said, it'll be nice to take the stress off of my main PC, but also just to have a dedicated Plex server and finally have like a media server that we've been talking about wanting to build for probably about 6 or 7 years now. So looking forward to setting everything up and kind of just having this collection having my collection just like easily accessible now.
Just remember, don't get frustrated with that. I've used that system before. It'll take a little bit of time for you to learn it because it's built on Linux, and the permissions and stuff like that. So it just takes some time. And then also you have to, if you set that up to a RAID configuration to where it backs up your drives, just be aware that you're going to lose one of your hard drives due to for backup purposes. So
depends on what RAID you're doing, I guess. You're going to lose. Yeah, I understand that part. For now, I'm just using one. I got one 12 terabyte hard drive in there. So because like currently I've been using like external drives, and I think I've filled up maybe like 7 terabytes. So I mean, I'm going to have still a lot more room. But it's expandable up to 64 terabytes. So, I mean, at least in the next 5 or 6 years, I don't think I'm going to ever hit that ceiling. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's going to be fine. But it's going to be just, like I said, nice to take the stress off of my main PC.
Well, if you do 4K content, it's going to fill it up.
Yeah. At that point, it'd be 8K content a couple years from now.
We ain't going nowhere near 8K content in a couple years. We can't even we can't even get 4K channels on TV yet. What makes you think we're going to go 8K?
Touché.
We can't even stream 4K fully at this point. Like in order to fully stream 4K high definition, there's only one streaming service that does it, and it's Sony's Bravia Core TV. Mm-hmm. And that's exclusive to those, and they will pull down 64 megabytes per second64 megabytes per second, as to where compared to like a like Netflix or something that does like 10 or 20. And so to get true 4K, it has to be that high. And then like we've talked about before on this podcast, most people don't have those connections.
Yeah.
When it comes to broadband, most people are sitting around the 50 megabyte mark. So, but that's just not putting you down or anything. I'm just saying that.
Oh no, not at all.
The 8K thing is a huge gimmick at this point, just a selling point to sell TVs.
But I think it'd be fine. I have a couple of YouTube videos that I've bookmarked to use for the setup, to help with the setup. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. It's gonna be nice to have.
And can I give you and listeners one more piece of advice?
Of course.
4K transcoding. Make sure that you have the end device doing it, because like an Apple TV, Roku box, or something like that, because that's where the transcoding actually should happen and generally does happen. Doing it from the actual server.
From my system.
Yeah, your server and system, you'll actually tax it a lot higher and a lot more if you do it through there. And generally, it'll stutter still and stuff like that. So.
Is that something you could choose in Plex, like itself, like on your server in the Plex settings to like not allow encoding on my end?
It's usually, I mean, Plex is smart enough now where it's automatic because I believe that it will do it if you choose, if you have, it's been a while since I've checked it, but I think if you choose like hardware acceleration or something like that, that's when it'll switch to encoding on the server end. I'm not 100% sure on that one. I think that's the way it works, but you'd have to look into it. But yeah, most Plex is smart enough by default that it's just going to transcode on the user end instead of on the server side.
Cool.
If I'm not
mistaken. Good to know.
Not mistaken. So that's why Plex servers can run essentially on a potato and be okay.
Good to know. Yeah, I've seen them. Like I said, all of the stuff media I have so far is running from external drives, and they seem to be running fine, even in 4K. So, like, I assume putting them into this server is going to even strengthen it.
Oh yeah,
I'd use it mostly locally anyway. So the encoding is all local encoding anyway, or my shield.
Yeah.
Or
the shield is the best one for Plex. It's very top rated.
Was until this latest update. They just updated to Android 11, and apparently it screwed up all the Plex. So they're working on a fix for that right now. But they're like, do not use Plex with this new update. Or if you have Plex and you're using it, don't download the new update.
Jesus.
Okay. But Shield is awesome. I'm glad we purchased that. We put it in our bedroom with the projector, and like, because we just had a blank wall, using that, like the shield in the bedroom, we fall asleep to Plex every night, you know, and it's nice just having that. It's some real Back to the Future shit when you have a whole like just wall dedicated to like, you know, either a video call or something like that, but it's just Plex, you know, or Chromecast.
Awesome, man.
A video call. What are y'all doing in bed with a video call going?
Well, I mean, you know, because I was trying to compare it to Back to the Future.
Y'all on some weird shit, huh?
$20 PayPal is $20.
Connect to my
$25 if you want the extra 5 minutes.
Connect to our OnlyFans this summer.
Yeah. Only beds.
Only
beds. It's really just our bed. No one's on it. It's just a bed. Every once in a while, one of the dogs jumps on there. That's the bonus.
Oh man, that's gross, Kevin.
What? They're just hanging out. It's just a nice bed.
Let's see. I was gonna say, God, I've got like the whole brain is foggy right now. Tomorrow we've got Top 5 Tuesday. We're gonna be doing our top 5 things that we can't live without items. Family and friends are going to be not on that list because we've already concluded that they are constructs of our imagination. So it's just going to be there. It's just going to be actual physical items that we cannot live without. So until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.